With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. It won't be easy, but Elon Musk could become the world's first trillionaire.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has signed an executive order changing the name of the Defense Department to the Department of War. The president says the U.S. military faltered after being named the Defense Department following World War II.
We should have won every war. We could have won every war, but we really chose to be a very politically correct or wokey.
The move is part of a broader effort to reshape the military and challenge progressive ideology. The families of children who died at Texas Camp Mystic joined Governor Greg Abbott for a bill signing.
The bills that aim to improve the safety of youth camps was given final legislative approval this week in Austin. Among other things, they prohibit cabins in dangerous parts of flood zones and require camp operators to develop detailed emergency plans. One measure allocates funding from the state's Rainy Day Fund to help pay for disaster relief, including warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. John Scott reporting.
The NFL made it clear before the season that sportsmanship would be a point of emphasis. Philadelphia's Jalen Carter provided the first example of misconduct after spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. This is SRN News. Tim Kaine doesn't like the Declaration of Independence.
The Founding Fathers wrote that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. But Kaine, the Democratic senator from Virginia, finds that troubling. During a recent meeting of the Foreign Relations Committee, Kaine said, quote, "The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, is extremely troubling. That's what the Iranian government believes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President J.D. Vance met this week with families and victims of the deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis. Vance, who converted to Catholicism in 2019, visited the Annunciation Catholic Church a week after an attacker opened fire during the first mass of the school year. The vice president and his wife held private meetings with parents of the two children who died and families of some 21 people who were injured. He told reporters he had never had a day that will stay with him like it did. The gunman, a man living as a woman, committed suicide at the scene. This is SRN News. Google has a major case with the European Union.
Google has been hit with a $3.5 billion fine from the European Union in an ad tech antitrust case. The European Union says Google breached the bloc's competition rules by favoring its own digital advertising services. It's the fourth antitrust penalty for the company. The bloc's executive branch, the European Commission, also ordered Google to end its self-preferencing practices and address conflicts of interest in the advertising technology supply chain. The decision comes more than 2 years after the European Commission announced antitrust charges against Google. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump hosted a dinner last night for members of Congress in the newly paved White House Rose Garden, telling them they were the first gathering of what he dubbed the Rose Garden Club. And he says the U.S. will host next year's Group of 20 summit at his golf club in southern Florida. The president says it's the best location for the high-stakes gathering. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.